This podcast is brought to you by the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania.
Well, as we head towards Mental Health Awareness Month in May, we note that there has been a growing focus on mental health in general of employees by companies. For firms who still need to install the proper awareness, what are the ways that they should go about that? Pleasure to be joined right now by Aaron Turkoski-Young, who is Director of Health, Equity, and Well-Being at WTW. Aaron, great to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And on the heels of what we were talking about with Dr. Weins, seemingly the focus around mental health awareness has shifted in the last few years for companies as well.
Absolutely. So it continues to be a leading priority for many reasons. And WTW has the opportunity to do research with many of our firms, and mental health continues to pop up, if not the leading clinical condition, but one of the top three clinical conditions. And that's important for a couple of reasons, because it directly contributes to costs at the employer. So in terms of high cost or claim spend, you know, unmanaged mental health needs can be a multiplier for costs with physical conditions. It's important to organizational culture. So I was listening to the last bits of Dr. Weins, you know, organizations are more focused on what culture means for their employees and also their reputational brand, and mental health is becoming critical as a component of that organizational culture. But then it's also a competition for talent, and we're in this environment now where we are actively recruiting a younger generation of the workforce who has very different expectations of their employer and what their workplace culture means, their access to meaningful benefits, and really the prioritization of what mental health means, both for them as an individual, but across their organization.
And so you've come up with some tips for companies to consider when they're thinking about mental health programs and awareness. And one of the things you bring up is just starting out by having a campaign around mental health awareness.
Yeah, and a campaign can look very different, right? So there's many ways that organizations can build awareness within their organization. And oftentimes campaigns start at a really foundational and educational level. So, you know, what we find is that most organizations don't employ clinical professionals, or if they do, oftentimes they're not specialists in mental health. And there's a big need to educate foundationally, to also come up against the stigma associated with mental health for employees. So there's a lot of different ways that organizations can do this. But as you think about what that campaign looks like, that could be, you know, aligning to other mental health national initiatives. So you mentioned that May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. There's many things that happen across communities or, you know, states at the local level. So things like walks or runs, but also, you know, the promotion of ribbons. So the mental health awareness ribbon is green, and many organizations, you know, employ that around their organization as just an awareness source to start that that education and that dialogue.
Yeah, and so having some sort of a toolkit with a list of resources becomes valuable as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's really beyond a toolkit. A toolkit is a great place to start, though, for organizations who are new to this concept or really starting to build out what that means. And a toolkit is this opportunity to, yes, provide those resources, but it's also to make sure that those resources are educational and they're evidence-based and they're research-informed. So we really don't want to be perpetuating myths around mental health, or we don't want to increase the stigma around it. But it really is an opportunity for employers to highlight benefits which may go under or unutilized within their ecosystem. So those might be things like employee assistance programs, internal employee or business resource groups, going into the behavioral health benefits, you know, on the health plan side, or maybe there's other solutions that are within their system that they partner with that are either supporting mental health directly or adjacently. So these are great opportunities to coalesce and put all of these in one place But beyond that, too, it's a great opportunity to speak to different cohorts of the employee population. So speaking to men, speaking to women, or those that have young families, LGBTQ populations, those in recovery, these are all different groups inside the employee population that have very different and unique needs. And a toolkit is just one way to begin to reach them.
I also noticed that one of the things you discuss is the ability of companies to kind of take advantage of the connections that they maybe already have in and around mental health awareness.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is huge. And I think that sometimes we forget, we lose the forest for the trees sometimes. Organizations now have multiple different vendors that are supporting them, especially in their benefits ecosystem. And that takes a lot of resource and management on behalf of the behalf of the employer side and your human resources team. And so we forget that those vendor partners are really there to support and to supplement that mental health support. So as I mentioned, you know, we don't expect organizations to have those internal experts on clinical issues or specifically mental health, but health plans do, employee assistance programs do, you know, point solutions in the mental health space, they absolutely do. And they can provide super easy, readily available content or communications materials and other even best practices around how to outreach different parts of the population. So if you have a primarily, you know, a manufacturing workforce or a deskless population, they can help those resources and benefits leaders really lean into what that mental health promotion within the organization can look like.
And then having some sort of an event to get all of your employees involved around this issue, correct?
Yeah, that is another great opportunity. And so organizations really do take the opportunity to lean into those national initiatives. So I mentioned, you know, the walks and the runs and the ribbon campaigns, but also like bringing it internal. So we've seen a lot of great success at organizations doing things like leadership talks or fireside chats with leaders. These can be especially impactful because, you know, mental health issues and mental illness have a high prevalence, you know, across our population. And so it is very likely that leaders in our organizations have either been directly or indirectly impacted by this and can speak to this very personally. We've seen great success and great feedback from employees and organizations who are able to hear authentic discussions around mental health from that leadership that can really start to break down that stigma and encourage people to start to support their own mental health too.
And it does seem like we're seeing companies more and more buying in to that this is a longer term focus that they need to have as part of their overall operation, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So at WTW, we get many requests to help organizations either establish from ground zero or further develop a mental health, an internal mental health strategy. And that can be both from, you know, a benefits perspective, but it can also be from that like people and process perspective too. So, you know, your previous guest was talking about, you know, the culture of burnout and things like that. And so we can help organizations really, you know, dig into opportunities on how they can do that. And there's some out there that are doing very progressive things around mental health and specifically moving organizational mental health from a need to a trend to now what's becoming an ongoing business priority.
Erin, great to have you with us. Thanks very much for your time today. All the best.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Erin Tarkoski-Young, Director of Health, Equity, and Wellbeing at WTW. To explore more content from the Wharton School, visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.